Tuesday, and it's time to talk with Edward King. He's our expert when it comes to employment issues and career training. Good morning, Edward.
Good morning, Mark.
So great to have you back with us. And by the way, just to let everyone know, Edward has a 30-minute program on KION on the weekends here on Power Talk at 1:30 p.m. So be sure to join us where we really can get deep into the issues and
talk
about them.
Exactly. Yeah. Allows us to really flesh it out.
So let's talk a little bit about on today's program.
Tuesday.
Two things to focus on, sexual harassment training,
right?
And then there's also a new requirement for the hospitality industry, particularly for hotels.
A requirement. This came from my legal department, and I was shocked. SB 970 requires all hotels and all motels in the state of California to provide human trafficking awareness training. Now, it's a short set. It's 20 minutes, but it's there for everybody. So your front desk, your housekeeping, your drivers, your bus people.
The maintenance people.
Anything and everybody, because this is a significant problem here in California and in other states. It's not just California only, but California is leading the way in terms of becoming and creating people's awareness levels and giving them the tools to be proactive in reporting it. Hopefully, we can save some more people.
And according to law enforcement, there's a real problem with human trafficking and trafficking of particularly of minors and women for sex purposes, and oftentimes they'll set up shop in hotels or motels where they'll stay weeks on end.
Right. Okay, and so even if they're in transition, you know, from one city to another city, they're staying in some place, and it's helpful there. The other thing we want to talk about this morning is reminding people about the importance of sexual harassment. And I want to give you an analogy. To drive a car, you have to get a driver's license, which says, I know what the rules are.
Right.
Then you have to get insurance. Now, what is this sexual harassment? It's the rules and insurance for your company. And the bottom line is, it's not just employees. If you have temporary employees, if you're a church and you have volunteers, they all count. And so we had a church came in last week, right after our Tuesday program. They had four people. They said, okay, we're good. We're going to walk away. Well, think of it this way. The problem is individuals who haven't had the training don't know the rules of the game.
Right.
Number one. Number two is they don't recognize the fact that they're supposed to be the shepherds of their church, right? Lead the way. And how many stories have you and I heard over the years of somebody doing something, getting caught, and decimating the entire church?
Right. So they represent your organization, even if they're volunteers.
That's right.
And you're liable for their conduct.
Exactly.
Okay.
And who wants to be on front page? And this is business. I have one more story. So this woman came in. She and her husband own a business. They have three employees, full-time employees. And she came in inquiring about it, but she never came back because she had to talk to her husband, right? I understand that. We have the best training and the cheapest affordable training at $69. But the reality was, one of the things I've learned is people don't want to learn what the rules are because they don't want to change what they're doing. Their methods of interacting with people might be a little arcane, might be the 80s, might be the 70s, and there's things you cannot do. And the last little point, this is really interesting. Do you know what the number one lawsuit is over the last couple of years in California?
Sexual harassment.
Retaliation. Retaliation on sexual harassment, racial harassment, and so on and so forth. So the reality is we need to do something about it as a business.
All right. We'll talk more about this on the Saturday program with Edward King. AllianceTrains.com is the website and the telephone number.
755-8200. Come by Monday through Friday.
Power Talk, 1460 and 101 FM, an iHeartRadio station.